Hello everyone, this is Throw Your Lust, and first off, I apologize for the quality of this audio. I am recording from my laptop. I'm not using my phone as of the moment because it's charging, and I will be leaving in like half an hour to do some errands. But I did promise you that I was in a mood for a ramble, and I asked you guys what you wanted me to talk about, and the resounding answer is, of course, video games. You nerds. So video games it is, but I will also talk about something about Manila, because, of course, I think it's only fitting, seeing as I did two audios with Tagalog. First off, what you're listening to right now is a playlist from the artist 2 Feet. I've only recently discovered him, and I love his songs. He has a very limited catalog, but I'm really into the style of blues, so I'm hooked. Right, so video games. I have been currently immersed in the world of two games. First is Monster Hunter World, which I just picked up last week, and Devil May Cry. If you guys don't know, Devil May Cry was re-released for this new generation, the HD collection, I think just 2-3 days ago, or was it Tuesday last week? Yeah, I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday last week. I picked it up immediately because I am a huge, huge Devil May Cry fan. I think it's definitely sitting at one of my top 5 games, because of how it defined and refined the hack and slash genre. And Dante is just such a huge badass, even though he throws some of the cheesiest lines, and the entire game is over the top, and you know, it's just a fun ride. It doesn't take itself seriously, and I just love it. Even though, okay, the plot for Devil May Cry 3 is a little more serious, going with all the family affairs happening, but I still firmly believe it's a game that doesn't take itself so seriously. It's fun, it's just so much action and energy coming from it. I just feel good every time I play that game, even though it's kind of tough sometimes. And it's actually partly the reason why I picked up Monster Hunter World. Monster Hunter World is a great game, I won't lie, but I know that it's not really a game for me. Not really for me, but for my current lifestyle, where I'm always busy and I'm always on the go. And Monster Hunter World, you know, demands a lot of hours. And for me to enjoy a game like Monster Hunter World, I need to invest so much time and energy to this. But because, you know, there's a new DLC involving my favorite Devil Hunter, I picked it up, and I've been playing around 2 to 3 hours still. I've been playing with a friend who's been guiding me throughout this, and he's done a pretty good job in like getting me up to speed with a lot of things, so I don't feel so left out. Prior to picking up Monster Hunter World, I was actually stuck with Destiny 2. I guess for like this year, I was just waiting for a game that would really pull me in, and before I could find that game, I was stuck with Destiny 2. You know, just, it's such a good mindless FPS game. I don't feel like it's super competitive, and I don't feel like it's super grindy. I just feel like it's enough of a mindless game for me to play. So yeah, those are the games I'm into as of the moment. I've also picked up Resident Evil 7. I picked it up a long time ago. A friend gifted it to me, but I didn't really play it. Mostly because I'm a little bitch and I get scared easily, and so I only play Resident Evil 7 when I'm playing it with a friend, side by side. And it's been fun so far. I've actually watched the entire game. I watched the entire game through YouTube Let's Players and streamers, and I just really prefer watching people play horror games rather than playing it myself, because I'm such a wuss. I actually just defeated Daddy for a second time. And I think I'm close to meeting Marguerite. Marguerite is the mother. And she's creepy as fuck, and I've seen her boss fight. It is disgusting. Nope. So I think it'll be a while before I pick that game up again, since I have Monster Hunter and Devil May Cry keeping me company through my lonely nights. I'm kidding. I think my current progress with Devil May Cry, I played Devil May Cry 3 first, and I feel like it's likely that I'll only play Devil May Cry 3 out of the entire series, because let's face it, Devil May Cry 3 is still the best Devil May Cry game out there. 4 was really great too. I think 4 is definitely easier than 3. It's more smoother, fluid, and the camera perspectives aren't shit. Devil May Cry 3's camera perspective just fucks me up so easily. Especially during the Agni and Rudra boss fight. Just good lord. You were fighting in a small corridor with two huge demons and monsters coming at you in different directions, and you can't even like do a full 360 of your camera because there's just so little space, and I don't know how that camera works. It's just such a pain. I feel like most of the reasons why I fail miserably in the game is because the camera perspectives are just fucking me up so easily. So yeah, there you go. Those are my games. What are you guys into right now? What would you guys recommend to me as my next pickups? I have a PS4 Pro, and I have a pretty shitty PC. But I am open to any suggestions. I would really love to pick up. Keep Talking, Nobody Explodes. And I want to record myself playing that. Maybe with a good friend of mine, or maybe with my master. He's also a gamer himself, so sometimes I feel like it should be fun, and it should be aggravating for the both of us if we play Keep Talking, Nobody Explodes. So yeah, what would you guys suggest? I think if there's just one game that I still really have to dedicate some time to, it would also be Path of Exile. But I feel like it's easier for me to just pick up a game on the console and just play it rather than play it on my laptop or on my PC, because most of the time when I go on my laptop or on my PC, it's because I'm working, and you know, I can't get out of that mindset when I flip up the laptop and just start working. I swear, this is bad. This is really bad. Let's see, what else did you guys ask me to talk about? I think, by the way, if you hear like little rustling noise, that's my hair hitting the microphone. I believe, let me see, I should have loaded the subreddit prior to recording this. I believe you guys also mentioned traveling. Yes? There we go. GD. A descriptive ramble audio of your favorite local holiday location, capturing the ambiance, the sights, smells, and feels. In other words, convince us to drop everything for a flight ticket to Manila. First of all, Manila is not my favorite local holiday location. Food, sights, things to do. Myself, I really enjoy personal stories about a person. Okay. I think the first time or favorite times would be for a different ramble, but for Manila, I think. Okay. Why should you book a flight ticket to Manila? Manila is such a... when I think of Manila, it's a city of extremes. Like, it's a place where you can have like extremely fun. At the same time, you have to do your best to not look at the other issues that Manila will Manila has. By this, I mean the economic and socioeconomic issues. It's sort of tough to ignore if you're traveling. But that being said, I think the best part about Manila, and I think the best part of Filipinos, is that we're quite a resilient and happy people. Now, we don't give a fuck about our current economic situation. In the face of greeting others, in the face of welcoming them, you know, if we have to welcome people into our country, welcome them in, we don't give a shit about our socioeconomic situation, I feel like we will still remain open to them and be as friendly as possible, as welcoming as possible. And I just think that's one thing that a lot of expats and foreigners who I'm friends with love about the city. Like, it's so easy to notice the issues, but the people here just recognize it, but put it away for the sake of being such a positive, they put it away for the sake of being positive for everyone coming in, for everyone, even the people they're with, even locals themselves, you know. We try to keep it as positive as possible, and I think that's one thing that you will notice in Manila. Of course, you have to go through the traffic. You have to be as resilient as we are when it comes to the traffic. Always leave an hour or two before your designated, you know, before your itinerary or anything. Manila is such... I feel like compared to all of the cities that I've been to around the world, Manila is a city that's just alive. It's alive. And this also still ties to the people's attitudes towards certain issues. They just keep on going and keep on trying to make things a nice and positive place to be. They are affected, but they try to not be fazed by it. We love celebrating the good things. There's always a festival happening in the Philippines every single day. Sometimes there are like 5 festivals happening at the same time. And when we talk about festivals or fiestas, we have grand buffets, tables filled with good food, and tables filled with amazing desserts. Of course, you definitely see a lechon out there. Lechon is a fully roasted pig. And it's one of the best things that you can have here in the Philippines. We bring out all the local delicacies. We share it with everyone. We make such noise and dancing and laughter and karaoke, lots of karaoke, to the point where I myself just go, please, everyone, just go back to sleep. It's starting to be summer here, so it's really hot. And, you know, I'd say if you're going to the Philippines, skip Manila and just go to the beaches, go to Palawan, El Nido, Coron, Boracay. The beaches in Cebu are also really nice. Malapascua, you know, go and visit the whale sharks. see the different coral reefs, go scuba diving, go surfing in La Union, Batangas. Batanes is a really pretty place, although quite far, but the views are just worth it. If you want to feel a little more chilly, head on over to Tagaytay or to Baguio. And with every city that you go to, sample the local dishes, sample the local delicacies, except the durian. I have the experience, the lovely experience of sending durian candy to my guy halfway across the world, and it was just a joy to see his face just twist in sheer hatred of that candy. But yes, try the local delicacies. I think our sweets are some of the best out there. Pulveron is also good. Makapuno has to be my favorite Filipino candy. It's basically coconut, young coconut and sugar, and hang on, let me just get the full thing for you. Makapuno candy. Makapuno's candy, same thing. There we go. Makapuno soft candy balls. There. It's soft candies of makapuno balls with condensed milk and sugar. It's my absolute favorite. You must try it. It's one of the best things you can have in the Philippines. Our nightlife is also one of the best. You know, you have people talking about Miami, Ibiza, and Ibiza is pretty good. I heard Ibiza is pretty wild, but Manila is definitely Manila, Boracay, and what else? Like Makati and Taguig. If you want to party, if you want to go to clubs, go to any of these. Go to Manila. Go to the Manila clubs, the Makati clubs, the Taguig clubs, and just you'll see how fun, how much fun we get. Also try Cebu. Cebu has some pretty insane scenes coming out from there. Like sometimes I see videos and I'm just like, damn. That is both scary and fun at the same time. If I weren't such an introvert, I'd probably enjoy them. So yeah, I think that's about it. Just when you're in Manila, you can expect some of the most resilient, happiest, and welcoming people that you might ever encounter anywhere. You get a mix or get to experience the grit and glamour of, you know, living in what one author once called the gates of hell. Was it the gates of hell? I believe it is the gates of hell. Manila, the gates of hell. Which is ironic because we are basically, we're basically a very Catholic country, so I think it's interesting. But I know that we're called the gates of hell because it's just poor traffic and there's some darkness in the city, but we try to keep it light and positive at the same time, and I think it's not always a pleasant sight. It's not always a pleasant experience, but it's definitely eye-opening, and it'll teach you a thing or two about how people cope and how people stay, you know, how people can stay positive and how people can still find happiness in such an odd setting. I did say it's a city of extremes, and if you really, really want to, if you really want to spend a lot of time in Manila, this is what you'll see. You'll see us, you know, you will know all the issues that we have, all the social economic issues, all the darkness, all the problems of Manila. But at the same time, right in front of you are people who try to not just survive, but to keep their head above the water and be, you know, not let all of this affect them when they go ahead and greet you and speak to you and get to know you and get to welcome you into the city. So, yeah. I feel like it's not the best. I feel like I didn't present it in the best way, but I want to present Manila as it is. It really is this. It's a mix of goodness and shadiness, and I'm warning you. It's a bit of a warning in and of itself, but don't let that deter you from, you know, experiencing Manila and all the other good places in the Philippines. So there you go. That is it for my ramble on video games and on Manila and local culture. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy that. I will be thinking of other things to record, but someone just suggested to me that I, well, not just suggested, but I had this idea to try and read books here on my subreddit, read books or read short stories or anything. Something for you guys to listen to if you're bored. And if you really like my voice, you know, might be something to help you sleep or get through your days. So, there you go. I think I might record one today, and you might get it within the week. That's it. My name is Throwaway Lust, and I'll see you guys next time. Much love. Lust.